It is time now to check Steve's voicemail at 877-29-STEVE. You can call and leave a message, and guess what? You just might hear your call on the air. So here we go, Steve. This is a male caller who left a message for you.
Oh, what up, Steve? Hey, man, I just want to be brief about it, okay? What I'm going to say is, man, first of all, I appreciate everything you do as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, you inspire me, and, you know what I'm saying, every time, you know, when I think about success and I think about prosperity, I think about, you know, what Steve, what kind of situation Steve, and I appreciate that, man, because in the morning you start me up, you lift me off, you let me know, you know, how God feels about me and how I should feel about, you know, my situation, whatever I'm facing that person. Like, you know, and even in 10 o'clock news, 10 o'clock message, you say the same thing. And I want you to know that I appreciate that. But I will, however, say this: when you talk politics, man, I feel like you kind of, that's where you kind of divide the people that really love you and that really look forward to hearing from you. I feel like that's where you kind of divide where we stand. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know, man. I feel like you should kind of stay out of that, man. I feel like you kind of let God handle that. You do what you do as a leader, and you know, don't separate, don't divide us. Just keep it going. And another thing, man, just the whole thing with Junior, man. I know he might be able to take it, and you know, he might be able to laugh with it. And but I kind of personally think that it'd be a little bit too much, man. Because at the end of the day, he might be able to laugh about it, but he is still going through something. Like, that's a battle that he keeps personally telling you that he's facing. I know he want to laugh about it, but I know at the end it still hurts. But hey, at the end of the day, man, if y'all family, y'all family, y'all cool, we all cool. And I love y'all, and I just wanted to get that straight to
you. You know, man, first of all, I appreciate the call, and I do appreciate you most of all for respecting and honoring the fact that the first thing I do is to point out God and remind people of having a relationship with God and how important that is. That's a critical aspect as to who I have become as a person. So I appreciate you recognizing that, and I hope I can continue to inspire people and everything like that. The part about me and Junior is a comedian. Junior's a comedian. Junior has said some stuff about his own illness that has been pretty funny to me. We're not going to stop riding, Junior. That ain't what we're doing over here. We're not going to stop riding Tommy. They're not going to stop riding me. You know, I hear everything they say about me when I ain't here. You know, I know how it go. But that's
who told that's you what game. We be saying?
You know, but, everybody. Your friend, Paul.
Do he want to know about voting? Ask me this. Do you want to know about voting, or you want to talk about six? Which one?
Well, no, I want to talk about that. Oh, now, as far as the voting go, I think you say stuff divide us. Well, you know, we have a difference of opinion when it comes to voting, especially if you're voting for Trump versus Kamala Harris. It's going to be a difference. I'm not trying to divide you, brother. I'm trying to get you to see what we up against, the reality of what we up against. If you listen to me carefully, I'm really trying to uplift you because I know the truth about a lot of people, especially that are supposedly wealthy. You know, you have to be mindful of how they really are. So listen to me. You said you think I ought to stay out of it and let God handle it. God don't vote. We do. So now, it's that statement, you got to kind of think carefully, man. You know, faith without works is dead. That's a scripture. So if you want things to change in your life, you have to be willing to be a participant in the things that can bring about the change. So as far as us staying out of politics and letting God handle it, God handles it, but God has also given us the power of choice. And voting is one of the choices that we are afforded in this country. And so, no, we can't stay out of it. We have to get involved in it, because if we stay home, they're going to do what they want to do with us. People who say your vote don't count are people who don't vote. If you don't put yourself at the table, you can quit complaining about what's on the menu. So I can't stay out of politics, but I appreciate the call, brother. Keep your head up. And Junior is, we moving Junior to Arizona as soon as we can.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.